"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com. All right, in about 15 minutes, give or take, you'll have another keyword, which you will enter at the website KFIAM640.com. And it couldn't be any simpler. You go to KFIAM640.com, and you know what happens, John?
What?
The big banner drops down with handles head at the top, and it's right there for you to enter the keyword. You don't have to go searching. It flips right on down in front of you.
All right. I'll remember that.
Well, you can.
Sounds exciting.
That'll be in about 15 minutes. We understand that we're grabbing the audio because it's been another Joe Biden day. Joe apparently was talking about the new gun bill. They're celebrating the passage of the gun bill that he signed last month, and he said that the Parkland school shooting in Florida happened in 1918.
It did it.
Well, that's when we had the Spanish flu, wasn't it? So he may have been around. Maybe there was a school shooting in 1918 you're not aware of that happened in Florida. The Marjorie Stoneman school.
Well, wouldn't you like to be inside his head for, you know, about 10 minutes just to see what's going on in there?
It's on the teleprompter, but he probably just couldn't. The 2018 didn't really...
All those circuits misfiring. All those brain cells dying.
We're going to talk once again to Dr. Jeffrey Klausner, a clinical professor, population and public health sciences, medicine, infectious diseases at the University of Southern California's Keck School of Medicine.
That is a long title. And let's get him
it's
on.
It's impressive.
Here. Dr. Klausner, how are you?
All right, good. Good afternoon, guys.
We've had you on many times about coronavirus, but this time it's about the monkeypox. Explain to people, how much danger is there for the average person with this monkeypox outbreak?
Right. So for the average member of the general population, the risk of monkeypox is extremely low. But right now it is certainly infecting and spreading rapidly through populations put at risk, specifically gay men and men who have sex with men.
So it gets transmitted with bodily fluids?
Well, it actually gets transmitted through skin-to-skin contact, and the more skin-to-skin contact one has, the greater the risk is. It can also be, we think, spread through saliva and oral fluids, so deep kissing, contact with multiple partners, the things that, you know, people may do, share bedding, clothing, towels with a large number of individuals that can potentially also spread as well.
When you talk about skin-to-skin contact, would that mean lesions, having contact with somebody else's sores?
Well, we think that the sores can definitely be infectious, but also it looks like people can actually shed the virus in oral fluid they may be able to be shedding the virus in the mucosa, the kind of inside of the anus or rectum as well. And it's that mucosa, that kind of inside of the body, that inside of the skin, can spread infection from person to person.
So in L.A. County, how many more cases are we seeing compared to, you know, a month ago or 2 months ago?
Yeah, well, I mean, 2 months ago we had zero. So right now the county is reporting 60 cases compared to New York City, which has over 200 cases. But we expect cases are going to, you know, increase dramatically over the next month or so, you know, with hundreds of thousands of gay men and other men of sex of men in Los Angeles and Orange County. It's a large population of people that are potentially at risk.
Now, we do have a vaccine, right?
There is a vaccine. There's two vaccines. There's one vaccine, which is a live vaccinia virus vaccine, which is used for smallpox, and monkeypox is so closely related to smallpox that vaccine works essentially equally as well. And there's also what's called an inactivated vaccine. But the problem is that there's not enough vaccine. So health departments are really limiting the supply of vaccine to no contacts of cases, and then people at particularly high risk if you've had syphilis or rectal gonorrhea in the past 90 days.
Syphilis or rectal gonorrhea? Wow.
Yeah, so that also can tell you, you know, your risk in the general population. So if you've had treatment for those infections recently, that puts you in that higher risk category. If you haven't had those infections recently, that puts you in the lower risk category. We know, you know, that sex is a good thing. Sex is normal. People go to commercial sex establishments. People can go to sex parties. People can go to, you know, have multiple sex partner venues. And it's those kind of more frequent, you know, sexual acrobats, if you will, that are at higher risk.
So it's nobody's died yet from monkeypox, but apparently it's not a very pleasurable illness to have, is it?
Well, there actually, I mean, in the entire global outbreak that began in Europe, there have been actually a couple documented deaths, but none in the United States. And yes, having the thorns or lesions, particularly inside the rectum or certain other sensitive parts of the skin, can be very painful. People have been hospitalized for intravenous pain management. And we're also concerned that monkeypox has the potential to infect the eye. And should people get eye lesions, that can be particularly severe.
Oh, my God. You get the monkeypox in the eye?
Yeah, I mean, we haven't seen any cases yet, but there's the potential there. So it's important that people, you know, understand that after, you know, a contact with someone with monkeypox, they may not have any symptoms for 1 to 2 weeks. Those symptoms will typically be, you know, flu-like illness with fever, headache, fatigue. And then a couple of days later, the characteristic sores will appear. And over about a couple of weeks, those sores will go through an evolution and clear. So the message we have to get out is someone does have, you know, symptoms, fever, sore throat, headache, and they've had contact or, you know, been in an environment where they may have been exposed, to get tested. And now pretty much most medical offices have access to testing via LabCorp. And then today in Culver City, a new testing program was launched by a biotech company called Flow Health, and people can directly go to Flow Health and get themselves tested as well.
Are those black lesions that we see all the photos of, is that in every case?
No. So some people will have, you know, lesions on the inside, either inside the mouth or inside the rectum that people can't see, and those can be particularly uncomfortable. And then some people can have very few lesions, maybe 1 or 2 lesions that are not particularly dramatic. But, you know, other people can have, you know, dozens of lesions or scores of lesions, and it can be, you know, look not particularly pretty.
Wow.
Do you think the county has responded adequately to this, LA County, or?
Yeah, you know, as I was doing some checking in on the weekend, particularly with the community-based organizations and the AIDS service organizations in L.A. County, right? So in L.A. County, there's a very strong history of community-based activism around health that, you know, started in the late 1980s around HIV. And those organizations are very well placed to, you know, reach out to the community, to give messages that people understand and will accept, and also provide testing and vaccination. And the county has actually been working with those organizations. They've had three stakeholder meetings so far, and you know, we're making further connections between the county and those organizations, because to respond to an outbreak like this, you really need a strong partnership between the county and local organizations that represent the community.
All right, Dr. Clauser, thanks for coming on and talking about this. We appreciate it.
All right. Take care, guys.
That's Dr. Jeffrey Clausner, the clinical professor. He's at the University of Southern California's Keck School of Medicine, talking about the latest information on the monkeypox. And as you've been hearing, there is a vaccine, but it is still in somewhat short supply.
How many times did you squirm?
Did I squirm? Well, yes, there were some clinical... Stop with the rectal gonorrhea.
I never heard of that. I'm not pushing that.
I have not heard of it. I mean, we've all heard of gonorrhea and syphilis, but...
But multiple lesions in the...
Specifically tailored to a part of the body, I've not heard of it.
Multiple lesions in the mucosa of the anus is... I almost passed out on that one. Oh, monkeypox in the eye. That.
Yeah, and eye lesions.
Yeah. Like,
well, right. That's why you want to be careful then, because even though it's not likely to be fatal, it's going to be a horrific experience.
Stay home. Stay home. In your room.
But Dr. Clauser said people have sexual needs.
Mine aren't that strong.
Well, you're mine have never,
right, besides married, so
come on. All right, when we return, first thing up is the money word. That's right, the key word for a chance at $1,000.
Risk monkey pox in the eye? I don't know. Johnny can't care.
It is World Population Day today.
Are we supposed to go out and reproduce or what?
Well, actually, we're really slowing down. Although by November 15th, the world's population will hit the 8 billion mark. However, it's not as rapid as it used to be. It's now at the slowest pace since 1950.
Good.
And should peak around the 2080s at about 10.4 billion.
Well, why do they think it's going to stop then? Not that I care. I won't be here, but...
Because reproduction rates, for instance, did you know one of the lowest fertility rates in the world belongs to China? 1.15 children per woman, because they had restrictions.
Right, that's right. You could only have one kid, and if you had
a second
one...
And I think they allow two now.
Yeah, well, they would come and get it.
Literally would come and get it?
I don't think you were allowed to keep the second kid, or did they force the abortion? They did bad things there.
They did, which is why there was an uneven mix of girls and boys, because a lot of women men would abort a female fetus. They wanted a boy.
That's right. Because all the abortion people should go to China. There's some rich fodder there.
China will be overtaken by another nation next year. Do you know what nation that is?
India.
It is India.
I would say they're India or Finland. I couldn't, but I'll go with India.
I was going to say Poland.
No.
India's population continues to grow. They have obviously a higher fertility rate than China. It says here the population decline, fertility rates have fallen below 2.1 children per woman. That's worldwide. And this is known as the replacement rate. In 61 countries, populations will decline by at least a percentage point by the year 2050. So there has been kind of a reordering in some of this.
Well, there's so many ways to prevent people from having kids. That's why I don't have a whole lot of patience. As
and
I
now
said,
there's for pills
the, for the whole abortion debate, because really, just go to the store and spend a couple of bucks, and you've got. I mean, there's an unlimited amount of condoms. You've got birth control pills. You got the morning after pills. You got IUDs. You got guys can get vasectomies. I mean, there's so many ways to avoid all this. I just don't understand. I mean, outside of rapes and incest and all that. All those terrible things, but I mean, for the average person, for good Lord, you go to a 7-Eleven, there's a whole aisle. I mean, what's so complicated here? And I don't want to hear any excuses. Well, it's a powerful force, and people are going to do this. It's like, stop it. If you are old enough to have sex, you're old enough to spend a few bucks on a rubber. I mean, there's no, well, absolutely zero excuse.
In countries outside the United States, particularly where there's a much poorer population, we learned a couple of things. Sometimes religious reasons stop people from using any kind of preventative measures. There's also the idea that we're poor. I need somebody to take care of me, so I'm going to have a bunch of kids so they can take care of me when I'm old.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of motivation in this country, you know, to get a few kids, and that bulks up the checks in the mail. Because, it is so easy to prevent that from happening.
Well, here are the countries where most of the population growth is going to occur up to the year 2050. The Democratic Republic of the Congo, Egypt, Ethiopia, India, Nigeria, Pakistan, the Philippines, and Tanzania. And I don't think any of those countries is particularly wealthy. Are going to be in your countries, John. Bulgaria, Latvia, Lithuania, Serbia, and Ukraine will see the largest reduction.
The religions who think that, masturbation is a waste of the seed. The religions that, think birth control pills are immoral. I mean, the Catholics had their rhythm method, remember? And you saw how well that worked. It turns out a lot of Catholic men had no rhythm. And, you end up with 11 babies. I mean, the stuff that religions have brainwashed people with in all cultures around the world are so preposterous and damaging. I really are. And then you look at what all these religious leaders were doing on the side. It's like, yeah, sex is wrong and immoral unless you have a 10-year-old in your room.
Today, speaking of maybe getting out of here on this Earth, NASA's James Webb Space Telescope revealed new pictures, stunning detail of thousands of galaxies out there. You may be familiar with the old Hubble Space Telescope. That was the predecessor to the Webb. One of Hubble's big images was 5,500 galaxies, a picture showing flecks of light.
There's got to be a better place out there, right? There's got to be a pleasant planet that has no social media.
Where you can call the airline and get yourself
Right, and they'll give you the seat assignment right away, and you don't have to be on hold for 45 minutes, right? There's got to be, out of 5,500 galaxies, right? One place out of all that where things run right?
The Webb can quite literally see galaxies far, far away, just a few hundred million years after the Big Bang. See them far, far away as they were long, long ago. That's very bizarre, isn't it?
Yeah,
it sounds like Star Wars, right?
Well, you're looking into the past. Like if you look at a star, right?
Yeah,
that star could have died millions of years ago, but you wouldn't know it because you're seeing the old light from millions of years ago.
Wow, that's...
Isn't it freaky?
That is freaky. That's why my head is spinning trying to think.
Imagine if you were dead, right? But I could still see you. And I could still hear you because of how slowly the light traveled or the sound traveled.
It took them a month to get the telescope. It's 930,000 miles from Earth. And they put it in a place where the gravitational forces of the sun and the Earth are in balance, allowing the Webb to remain a fixed distance from our planet.
They can do that. But I can't get a seat assignment.
And they can't get the homeless off the streets.
Now, why is that? Why is it they set up this beautiful telescope? It's 930,000 miles away. It can see 55,000 galaxies.
Taking stunning images.
I can't get a seat assignment in less than an hour.
And this is NASA. It's part of our government. So, it's impressive.
Look at that, too. These are government workers.
All right. Well, we got more coming up.
I guess I don't think this crowd was hired at the DMV. NASA group. John and Ken, KFI.
Right. It's a headline that is not from The Onion. This is not satire. This is not fake news. We'll be talking to Sheriff Alex Villanueva from, obviously, the L.A. County Sheriff, coming up at 5:05 because the city of West Hollywood decided to cut back on L.A. County Sheriff's deputy patrols, replacing them with security ambassadors. And we learned that the head of that program is a murderer. Short and simple.
Yeah.
He was sentenced in Georgia to prison time for murder.
Yes. And the mayor of West Hollywood at that time, Lindsay Horvath, appointed him to run the ambassadors program, which is a security operation.
Yes.
You know how ambassadors are supposed to replace police?
Right.
So she picks somebody who killed the guy to run it. And now she's running to be an LA County supervisor to replace Sheila Kuehl. This is how nuts it is. And these people get into office and they stay there. Nothing disqualifies you from a government security job. Nothing. Not even murdering somebody. I don't know. How much crazier can it be? Can it be any crazier than that?
It cannot be any crazier than that. So we'll talk to the sheriff. We'll also talk about that homeless attack on a former Olympian who chronicled it in a video she made showing her injuries after she got hit by this vagrant in downtown Los Angeles. This is all coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. Well, a couple of things. We're rooting for the giant sequoias. You may have heard that there is fire in Yosemite, and they're trying to protect 500 giant sequoias. They are some of the world's oldest trees. This is part of Yosemite National Park's Mariposa Grove. And firefighters have been working really hard to try to make sure that they don't ignite, because that would be sad. The fire is now at over 2,300 acres. It doubled in size over the weekend. It's obviously not challenging people's homes. It's a huge Yosemite fire, but it is still destroying a lot, and they're concerned that it could destroy the Mariposa Groves, described as the most iconic sequoias. So we will keep an eye on
who started this fire. which energy company started this fire?
Yeah, I don't have a cause necessarily.
Yeah, apparently, I can't find a cause either. I've been looking today.
Yeah, there's one story here that mentions another fire was lightning, but it's not this one. So I don't know.
Yeah, summertime is dry lightning season up in Northern California.
Right, right. I haven't been to Yosemite in years. I should go back. It's a nice place.
Yeah, I went there a couple of times when the kids were small. It was a lot of fun there.
Now, this story proves we're not exactly alone. Of course, California always faces every summer the risk of power blackouts because our energy grid is pathetic. We pay the most for anybody in the nation for electricity, and we have relied more and more on renewables, which means we come up short when the sun don't shine and the wind don't blow.
Yes, we have a very, very bad policy. And it turns out Texas has the same bad policy.
They have something called the Electric Reliability Council of Texas, otherwise known as ERCOT. It is pretty hot. If you heard our show last hour, we played the Albany, New York television newscaster who slurred her way through a newscast and talked about the hot weather in Texas, saying, how about that? It's hot there. Does it get like that? It's 110, 112, 113 in parts of Texas. So this ERCOT is telling everybody to conserve. They're doing the, what do we call it here, the flex alert? Mm. They want you between 2 and 8 p.m.
How come the answer is never increasing the energy supply?
Well,
why isn't that the answer? This hot summer thing goes on every year, doesn't it? Seems to be like every July and August these stories pop up. So what are these energy companies and these state organizations, what do they do all year? Why aren't they increasing the energy supply?
They apparently decided to make themselves energy independent years ago, so they're not going to be able to get power from other states. Mm-hmm. And it says here, while sunny weather is good for solar, stagnant winds beneath the heat dome mean wind generation will barely reach 10% of capacity this current front in Texas.
That's why wind energy is a stupid idea to do too much of it.
Yeah, right now turbines are generating 8% of installed available capacity.
You go back east, when it's hot and humid, stagnant is a good word. Like we were just in Florida. It was hot and humid every day. There was no wind. The wind picked up when there was a thunderstorm. Of course, when the thunderstorms came, then there were no sun. There was no sun. So, it's hard to get wind and solar at the same time, which is what they're finding out here in California and in Texas. It's just not reliable.
Yeah, it says here, I like the story.
Stupid goofs who run these states. And here you got Texas as a Republican state, and you know what we got here? It's like they're all idiots. You know what? Build natural gas plants. Build nuclear plants. Do something smart, intelligent. Do something that shows you have a triple-digit IQ.
Man, the only thing California's going to do is not close some of them rather than build new ones. So,
well, they're going to hit a wall.
They want to keep the nuclear plant open at Diablo.
They should be building nuclear plants all over the state. Nuclear plants and desalination plants all over the state, and that solves the two big problems, energy and water.
I thought you saw the Chernobyl show on HBO and thought it was horrifying.
I did. Well, I wouldn't have that Russian crew run it. But you know what? If you watch that thing, you could see that was entirely a man-made communist production. All right? They had, like, really young, stupid guys. They had bad leaders who knew there were flaws in Chernobyl when it was first built, that their whole system had terrible flaws in it, and someday it was destined to blow. Don't do that. Have intelligent people who produce systems that are not severely flawed. Have professionals with a lot of experience running the system at night.
Well, the ERCOT in Texas is claiming they don't really think there's going to be blackouts. They believe the system can hold up. But we'll see. It's going to be a couple of days of this pretty extreme heat
in
Texas.
They all say that every year until everything blows.
But you see, it's a Republican-run state, John.
Yeah, so but they made the
still
same.
Still have problems with energy.
They said because they did the same stupid thing. They started relying on wind and solar.
Yes,
you know right. that green energy virus infected everybody.
Remember, we had Chuck DeVore on the show. He used to be a California legislator. He now lives in Texas.
Yeah, he explained it.
He explained how much they've invested in alternative energies, and I didn't know that they were trying to be independent too. So that makes it more difficult for them to like borrow electricity from surrounding states. Because they kind of cordon themselves off from the rest of the region, saying that we can produce our own energy.
You know how many plants? You know how many plants that run nuclear power a weenie country like France has? France has 56 nuclear power reactors.
Do they 50, really?
Yes, they do. There's a lot of countries in the world that have a lot of nuclear power. It is absolutely clean energy.
Then why do they need the Russian oil?
There's no greenhouse gases that come out of a nuclear plant. It would completely settle the whole fight. And it's reliable. Runs constantly. You don't have a no nuclear day, like you have no wind days or no sun days. You don't have carbon emissions coming out of coal plants or natural gas plants. Here you have nuclear energy. 56 in France. Yes.
Crazy. All right. Coming up after 5 o'clock, we'll have Sheriff Villanueva. The L.A. County Sheriff is coming on. He alerted us to the story that the city of West Hollywood now has the head of their security ambassador program, a man who was in prison for murder in Georgia. I don't think that doesn't really make sense to most people, and apparently they were not too forthcoming about it. We'll talk about it after 5.
437 nuclear reactors around the world. 437. Nothing to be afraid of here. All right, more coming up. Johnny Kidd.
Tonight, we'll be joined by Sheriff Alex Villanueva, tipped us off to a story that the city of West Hollywood, which voted to reduce the patrols by the L.A. County Sheriff's Department and instead replace them with security ambassadors, has a security ambassador who runs the program that was in prison for murder.
How about
that?
Can't
make this up.
Lindsay Horvath, and she's going to show up in your ballot if you live in a certain district in L.A. County. Running for L.A. County Supervisor. So you can see she's a complete whack job.
We'll also talk about this horrific attack on an Olympian. A woman that was a volleyball player in the U.S. Olympic team actually has a medal. She said she was attacked by a vagrant in downtown Los Angeles who had what appeared to be like a rod, a metal rod in his hand, and attacked her with it. She actually ended up tackling him, and he was arrested. We'll play you that story, too. In the big 5 o'clock hour. And, John, there's one more chance for money, isn't there?
Yeah. 520. So pay attention.
This story appears to be real because I wanted to double-check it to see if it's just not an urban myth. There is an actual website. There are reports of this happening. And it brings me back to, I think it was 2002, 2003. Remember our SUV parade to Sacramento?
Yes.
We took all the cars up there because they wanted to do a car tax? What were they trying to do then?
It was some kind of a tax, I think, a mileage tax or gas tax.
They were specifically after SUV drivers.
Yeah,
they
were.
What I remember.
They were. Probably was some kind of gas tax, I guess.
Well, they're called the Tire Extinguishers, and it's spelled T-Y-R-E. That's their website, TireExtinguishers.com. They are apparently letting the air out of the cars of SUVs. And they leave this typed note on the windshield. Attention, your gas guzzler kills. We have deflated.
Kills who?
It's explained. We have deflated one or more of your tires. You'll be angry, but don't take it personally. It's not you, it's your car. We did this because driving around urban areas in your massive vehicle has huge consequences for others. Car companies try to convince us we need massive cars, but SUVs and 4x4s are a disaster for our climate.
That's nonsense.
SUVs are the second largest cause of the global rise in carbon dioxide emissions over the past decade, more than the entire aviation industry.
I'm sure they made that up.
The world is facing a climate emergency. Then it goes on about the UN, but here's the other part. Even if you don't care about the impacts on people far away from you,
I don't,
because it talks about migration and starvation in other countries, there's also consequences for your neighbors. SUVs cause more air pollution than smaller cars. SUVs are more likely to kill people than normal cars in collisions. Psychological studies show that SUV drivers are more likely to take risks on the road.
Go ahead, and then insult the drivers that you're trying to persuade. Classic progressive tactic. They have no capability of persuading. They sound reasonable for a little while, but eventually it's like, hey, you know, you're actually a whack job. More likely to be a whack job driving that thing, and you're killing people. It's like, get the F out of here before I run you down.
SUVs are unnecessary and pure vanity. That's why we have taken this action. You will have no difficulty getting around without your gas guzzler. You can walk, cycle, or use public transit.
Oh, public transit, really?
Yes.
Sure. Oh, should I take the car where I get raped, the car where I get shot, stabbed, or set on fire?
The last sentence is a killer. In parentheses, driving a hybrid or electric? These are still polluting, dangerous, and cause congestion. See more on our website. Wow. They're against all vehicles.
Okay. Wow. Where are they from? Where are they doing this the deflating?
The stories are coming out of Northern California. Vacaville is one place.
Of course.
Exactly right. I don't know that this is happening anytime in Southern California yet.
Yeah, well.
But people are posting that they have gotten.
That will stop nobody from driving their SUV. Nobody. So it's just stupid. They're very childish and arrogant. They make these. They have this fake moral superiority that they try to transmit, and they're just spoiled little toddler babies.
One woman posted on Facebook that she drives an SUV to transport. Oh no, her two special needs children and an 88-year-old great great aunt who's a double amputee and uses a wheelchair.
Whoa, wow!
Why would they do this to me?
She got her tires?
Yeah, she got her tires deflated, right.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
If you want me to buy another car, pay for another car for me.
You don't need to defend yourself with special needs by talking about your special needs children or the double amputee. You don't have to do that. This is a free country. And selling big cars is part of the freedom, and buying them is part of the freedom. And it's not your business. I don't have to defend my SUV. I don't have special needs children. I don't have a double amputee I'm driving around. I just like my car. And I made the money, and I earned it, and I'm driving it, and I enjoy it. And F you. How about that? Can't be defensive to these people.
Signed,
like,
F you.
Yes, it's not your business. You know, you ride your little bicycle around like you're 8 years old. Go ahead. Look at me, I'm on a bike. I'm 32 years old with a beard, and I'm riding a bike every day. Okay.
An unnamed tire extinguisher spokesperson answered the Chronicle's email by saying the group originated in the United Kingdom in March. They believe they've deflated tires on 5,000 SUVs worldwide so far.
Yeah. And who are they getting funded by?
Oh, look at that. They have downloadable leaflets. So if you want to do this in your neighborhood, they're inviting you to download the leaflets and go around and let air out of tires.
Okay. Well,
has that ever happened? It used to be a prank. Occasionally, I did come out and somebody had deflated the tires.
Yeah, I've never run into that before. But hey, what are you going to do? You just reinflate the tire.
Well, not when you don't have a, not if you're in the middle of a garage where there's no air.
Well, you'd call AAA. That's what they do for a living.
You got to wait an hour.
Hmm? Yeah, you got to wait an hour. For an hour, they win. But if I see them biking around on the street,
now you're acting like this isn't a big deal. It's annoying.
It is annoying.
If I catch one of them doing it, I don't drive an SUV.
They're not going to win.
But if I catch one of them doing it.
They're not going to win. they're going to inconvenience me for an hour. But there's nobody giving up their SUV. It's just so stupid and childish.
What is actually more likely to happen is they're going to end up getting hurt because if somebody comes up on them while they're doing this. I'm sure they're doing it at 3 in the morning.
Some states have stand your ground laws.
Does that work for an SUV that you're trying to protect from being deflated?
If it's on your ground, yeah.
You can...
You want to test? You want to test the guy's interpretation? Go ahead, test the SUV owner's interpretation of the stand your ground law. See what he thinks it is.
I guess that's why it's spelled T-Y-R-E, because it's from UK. I think that's how they spell tire or something like that.
Oh,
I see.
Because
that's the website.
Yeah, well. I guess we're plagued with these people for the rest of our lives. But they change nothing. Nothing's going to change. We're running into a wall. Everyone's realizing that this green energy thing is a bust and is going to be a bust. We'll just enjoy day by day.
All right, when we come back, the man that's in charge of the security ambassador program in West Hollywood, and they're using these security ambassadors to replace LA County Sheriff's deputy patrols, apparently it's been learned was charged with murder and armed robbery in 1995 in Georgia, pled it down to voluntary manslaughter, served 8 years, and came to California, and now he's in charge of the security ambassadors of WeHo. Coming up next.
John and Ken, Deborah Mark has the news, KFI AM 640. Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.